AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. FDA advisors are looking over data for an experimental drug that could soon become the first U.S. authorized pill to treat the coronavirus. Merck Senior Vice President Sean Curtis says a significant unmet medical need exists for safe and effective therapy for the coronavirus.
Many Americans remain at high risk for infection, severe illness, and death, including unvaccinated individuals who are comprising the majority of new cases, and vaccinated individuals experiencing breakthrough infections.
Today's meeting comes as infections are rising again in the U.S., and health authorities worldwide are scrambling to size up the threat posed by the new Omicron variant. First cases of the variants have been reported in France and Japan. More from the AP's Charles Della Desma.
The WHO says, too, the Omicron variant could lead to surges with severe consequences, and that there are considerable uncertainties over it at this point. But the preliminary evidence, it says, raises the possibility the variant has mutations that could help it both evade an immune system response and boost its ability to spread from one person to another.
Home prices rose briskly in September, another sign the housing market is booming. A warning to NATO today from Russian President Vladimir Putin. He sternly warned against deploying NATO troops and weapons to Ukraine, saying it represents a red line for Russia and would trigger a strong response. In the courtroom today in Chicago, testimony is expected to start in the trial of actor Jussie Smollett, who prosecutors say staged a homophobic and racist attack. Smollett's lawyers say he is a real victim of a real crime. In Minneapolis, jury selection is supposed to start in the manslaughter trial of former police officer Kim Potter. She claims she meant to use her taser instead of her gun when she killed a black driver, Dante Wright. Big losses early on Wall Street. This is AP News. A California city is seeing a spike in crime.
Oakland, California Mayor Libby Schaaf said Monday she'll push to reverse planned cuts to the city's police department as homicides and other violence spike in the city. Schaaf's announcement came after a weekend that saw three people killed, raising to 127 the number of homicides in Oakland so far this year. In the wake of the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, the progressive Oakland City Council voted in June to cut $18 million from the police department and shift money to programs designed to prevent street crime and address homelessness. Other liberal cities that joined the Defund the Police movement are also having second thoughts. Earlier this month, the city council in Portland, Oregon unanimously passed a fall budget that included increasing the police budget by $5.2 million. I'm Mike Gracia.
Saying it would stifle competition, the United Kingdom's antitrust watchdog has blocked Facebook's acquisition of gift-sharing platform Giphy. Ed Donahue, AP News.